Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important: healing from past heartbreak and betrayal. Let's be real, those wounds can cut deep, leaving us feeling vulnerable, hesitant, and maybe even a little jaded about love itself. But guess what? You are not defined by your past. We're going to talk about how to shift those old patterns, reclaim your power, and build a foundation for healthy, secure relationships in the future. Because you deserve love that feels good deep down to your core. Now, who here has ever felt that gut-wrenching pain of heartbreak? Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. It's one of life's universal experiences, right up there with awkward first dates and realizing you left the oven on. But what if we told you that healing isn't just about forgetting the past, it's about learning from it? Like, imagine turning those painful experiences into valuable lessons that make you stronger, wiser, and more resilient in love. Intrigued? Me too. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this journey of healing. 1. Acknowledge the pain, but don't let it define you. This is huge. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, even a little confused. Bottling those emotions up will only prolong the healing process. Instead, give yourself permission to grieve, cry, scream into your pillow, whatever feels right. Just remember, these feelings are temporary. They don't have to dictate who you are or what you deserve in the future. 2. Cut the cord with unhealthy attachments. This doesn't mean ghosting everyone who's ever broken your heart, though sometimes it feels tempting. What I mean is, recognizing when someone is dragging you down and setting healthy boundaries to protect yourself. You deserve relationships that uplift and support you, not ones that leave you feeling drained or insecure. 3. Focus on self-love and healing. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Well, it's true. To attract loving, healthy relationships, you need to start with a strong foundation of self-love. Make time for things that bring you joy, nourish your body and mind, and practice self-compassion. You are worthy of love and happiness, starting with the love you give yourself. 4. Challenge negative thought patterns. Heartbreak can leave us with a whole bunch of negative beliefs about ourselves and love. I'm not good enough, nobody will ever truly love me, etc. These thoughts aren't facts, they are just whispers from our past experiences trying to hold us back. It takes courage, but start challenging those negative narratives. Replace them with positive affirmations and reminders of your worthiness. 5. Trust the process. Healing isn't a linear journey. There will be good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that you are not alone on this path. Reach out to loved ones for support, consider therapy if it feels right, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been through 2 pretty messy breakups in the past few years. She's starting to feel jaded about love. Maybe I am just destined to be unlucky in love, she thinks. But then she decides to try something different. She starts journaling her feelings, practicing self-care rituals like yoga and meditation, and surrounding herself with supportive friends. Slowly but surely, she starts to heal. She realizes that those past relationships weren't a reflection of her worth, but rather opportunities for growth and learning. Now, Sarah is opening herself up to new possibilities with a renewed sense of confidence and self-love. See? It's not about forgetting the pain, it's about transforming it into strength and resilience. You are capable of incredible healing. Remember, you are worthy of love that feels good deep down to your core. Don't give up on finding it. Keep nurturing your heart, keep setting healthy boundaries, and keep believing in the power of love. So go out there and be the amazing person you truly are. I'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of daily secure affirmations to help you build a life filled with love, joy, and connection. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with someone who might need a little bit of healing love in their life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.